Chi High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome to Oakland North High School. It is, I believe, what, Field 7? And it is Mark Halverson, Lucas Reisner, as Dawson Halverson said. And Chi High Softball coming in here 15-7 after Saturday's split. And then 11-1 atop the Big Rivers Conference against 9-8 Oakland North, a very young team, 5-6 of the BRC. And Lucas, the standings look like this. Chi High atop the conference 11-1. Hudson still could be co-champs at 8-3. New Richmond 8-4. River Falls 6-6. Eau Claire North, our opponent today, 5-6. Menominee 5-7. Memorial 3-9. Rice Lake at 1-11. This is, again, one of two games we've got for you. The other coming from Cameron, McDonald and Cameron softball. This, we're on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and live video stream on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel with Carter Jager, our video producer today, and Trayton Hoym, our radio producer. Meanwhile, also video only from Cameron. It's Caleb Swenson and company with McDonald softball at Cameron today. But coming in, Lucas Reisinger, how do you size up this game here?
I think the Cards come into this game pretty hungry. I think ending up with a split on Saturday kind of left a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth. They're ready to get back to playing some BRC opponents and asserting their dominance atop the BRC.
Seeding coming on Wednesday, so still this game and Tuesday before that in Division 1, Division 2 through 5 already. The seeding is out. And again, didn't have a chance to talk to head coach Kelsey Fitch. She had some academic meetings to attend to before she was able to join us here at the field. However, just sizing up this lineup, it's a very young Eau Claire North squad. Not one, not two, but three freshmen all around the diamond, left field, second base, and catcher, and multiple sophomores, three of them. I mean, this is a young squad. They start just two of their three seniors.
Yeah, and that will be a big difference, obviously, between the Cards. The Cards are a very veteran-led lineup, a lot of experience. But, you know, always in games like this, it's a rivalry game. I was talking to Jared just last week, and he said it doesn't matter if North is 0-15 and we're 15-0.
Yep.
It's going to be a good game. There's a lot of pride on the line here.
And that is some of what you're going to hear from Jared Faraday in our recorded conversation coming up. That conversation with Coach Faraday brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis. That's gibsonswatercare.com. We're back in 3.5 minutes with our conversation with Coach Jared Faraday, the co-head coach, along with Chelsea Sikora. This is Chi High Softball.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home, water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
MetropolisResort.com. Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, and Chi-High co-head coach Jared Faraday with us. Heading into the home stretch here as the Lady Cards taking on Eau Claire North today. First, a quick look back at Saturday. 2-0 seemed to be the score of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it was two good games against two good teams, and like we had talked about, that's what we were, looking for to get, and get a couple good games. It was a tough day to score runs with the wind, and but, I thought overall our kids took pretty good at-bats, pretty good approaches at the plate, and, it didn't show up in the scoreboard, but I thought we took some pretty good at-bats, and, eventually balls fall and things will happen, so
yeah.
I thought we played pretty well.
Trying to finish off the conference push here, and Eau Claire North today and again tomorrow. So talk about this one today here at their place.
Well, like I told the girls, it doesn't matter. I mean, this is the old rivalry type game, right? We're too close to each other to, everybody knows everybody. Everybody played with everybody growing up. And, for as long as I've been coaching here, it doesn't matter. When you play North, it's a different game. And no matter what the records have been, no matter what, these are the nights where you're going to get their best when they play us, and we got to be ready for it.
And Reisinger looked good on Saturday, looking for another good performance today.
Yep, she did. She threw well on Saturday. Hopefully she can keep it going here tonight, and we can hold their bats down and put enough runs up to take care of it.
Sounds good. Co-head coach Jared Faraday back with more of the Cardinal Countdown pregame show in just a moment. This is Chi-High Softball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Back at the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger. And again, we're not able to catch up with Kelsey Fitch, the North head coach. It's senior day today, Lucas, and some emotions running deep. I know the starting pitcher, Lillian Sinette, gave a tribute to one of the senior starters today and was very emotional. And so North picking this game very intentionally. Hey, it's winding down the regular season, the BRC season, and looking for all the motivation they can against the favored Cardinals.
Yeah, as a parent of a senior myself, I know exactly the emotions that they're all going through. It's going to be a good game tonight. I think North is going to come out strong, and the Cardinals are going to have to weather that initial push and do what they need to do to get the win.
Tomorrow, I don't know for sure. Tomorrow could very well be senior day. Maybe you know that already. But
I believe Chippewa already had their senior.
Chippewa had it, okay. But nonetheless, those emotions, maybe we can talk about that a little bit later. You think about all the practices and everything and from the time Willa and the other girls started playing softball, and so that is an emotional thing, although Willa planning to play on the next level at UW-Eau Claire. But again, looking at North real quick here on WOGO Sports and our coverage of Chi High softball, part of a doubleheader today, McDonald softball at Cameron, also on our WOGO Sports YouTube and on WOGO on Facebook. But this month, again, North 9-8, and for as young as their team is, that's a really good record. They beat Superior 10-2 to start the month, and then 4 days later, May the 5th, beat Rice Lake 13-6. They then lost to Rice Lake, the cellar dweller in the conference, 4-2. They lost to Marshfield 10-4. But then a three-game winning streak here the rest of the month. Beat Eau Claire Memorial 4-0. Bounced back, beat them again 3-0. And then over at La Crosse Central on Friday, 9-0. So I'm sorry, they did lose a game in between there. They lost to Eau Claire Memorial that second game. So not a three-game winning streak. I'm mistaken, split with Memorial. But nonetheless, 9-8 for as young as they are, 5-6 in the conference. They've got really young in terms of five freshmen and sophomores collectively. That is young.
I think really what it is, Jared and I were also talking last week about North, and he said they can beat anybody and they can lose to anybody.
Yeah.
Hopefully they choose the latter here tonight.
There we go. So we're getting closer to the start of this one on WOGO. We'll take another break. Back in a moment. This is Chi High Softball.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
As we approach game time here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, it's time for our Wurzgalla weather check brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time conditions, they're saying partly sunny and 74, and looking for the temp to drop here this evening as we move along. Kind of gradually, still 74 by 6 o'clock, 72 by 7, 70 by 8 o'clock. The big thing was we did have that that big chance of rain, and they've dropped it to 30%, so that was very encouraging. We got a lot of rain last night, and then it does become a 70% chance of rain, but not until 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I think we'll be well out of we better be well out of here by 10 o'clock tonight.
I think so. I'm counting on it. That's your Wurzgalla weather check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wurzgalla. All right, so a bit of a delay. We've had, you know, things kind of moving along slowly because the practice then the seniors introduced, and any idea on the delay here?
I'm always wondering why it takes so long to talk to the umpires at home plate, but it does for some reason. We are playing on a JV field, a field that maybe some of these coaches aren't super familiar playing on.
Yeah.
So maybe some of the ground rules there. But, yeah, a little slow moving.
So can you explain? Obviously, they've had development going on here, the new football field where they can have their games here now for football. And so more softball fields, really, right?
Yeah. And I believe the typical varsity field here at Eau Claire North, there was something with some plumbing or some sewer pipes or something like that.
Gotcha.
So we're here on the quote-unquote JV
right.
field.
Right, yeah.
Here tonight.
Yeah, in fact, this one right behind us is usually, and that has it marked, but they told me the same dimensions of 185 down the line into center.
Yeah, real tall fences,
well.
Though, probably, what, 15
yep.
feet?
Yep, whereas at Casper, we've got the 200 feet all the way around. So, of course, we get used to the public address announcer that we have, Dave Hansen. But let's give that a listen here on WOGO.
Chippewa Falls Cardinals and your Eau Claire North Huskies. WIAA reminds you that one of the goals of high school athletics is learning lifetime values. Sportsmanship is one such value that makes the team an educational experience. Remember to be a good sport on the field and in the stands. Let's meet the starters for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Cardinals. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 3, Georgia Romanowski. Batting second and playing catcher, number 17, Lauren Shepard. Batting third and the designated player, number 16, Lane Hankman. Batting fourth and pitching, number 15, Willa Reisinger. Batting fifth and playing first base, number 13, Allie Geist. Batting sixth, playing right field, number 1, Taylor Schmidt. Batting seventh, playing second base, number 5, Gracie Adamson. Batting eighth and playing third base, number 19, McKenna Bennett. And batting ninth and playing left field, number 4, Delaney Burrell. And flexing and playing center field, number 6, Kendall Mooser. Cardinals are coached by Chelsea Sikora. Now let's meet the Huskies. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 6, Abby Kosterman. Batting second and playing left field, number 23, Eddie Parker. Batting third and catching, number 21, Livia Neumiller. Batting fourth and playing third base, number 19, Delaney Helen. Batting fifth, playing second base, number 9, Everly Berg. Batting sixth and playing first base, number 11, Emma Goldbach. Batting seventh and playing as the designated player, number 5, Jasmine Walker. Batting eighth, playing right field, number 14, Ashlyn Mallett. And batting ninth and pitching, number 8, Lily Sinet. And flexing and playing left field, number 22, Alina Johnson. The Huskies are coached by Chelsea Fitch. And now to honor America and all those who are able.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back in 90 seconds, we'll set the lineups again for you in the defense. Chahai up here on the road at North. This is Chahai Softball.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wärtsilä Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wärtsilä Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game as Chahai at Eau Claire North. And you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Lucas Reisinger, how about it?
I'm going to steal a line from, am I on here?
You're
on. I'm going to steal a line from Notre Dame football. Play like a champion today. The Cards are going for that BRC title outright. And in order to play like a champion, you have to do all the things. All the little things, all the big things, and everything in between.
All right, there we go. There are Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend by the dealer. Brought to you by the dealer, where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. All right, let's set this lineup for you for today for the Cardinals. It's Georgia Romanowski leading off, the junior shortstop. Lauren Shepard, the senior catcher, hitting second. Laney Henkelman, designated player, batting third. Willa Reisinger, the senior pitcher, hitting fourth in the cleanup spot. Allie Geist, the first baseman, batting fifth. Taylor Schmidt, the right fielder, hitting sixth. Gracie Amundson, the second baseman, in the seventh spot. McKenna Benish at third, hitting eighth. And Delaney Barrow in left, batting ninth. So for the Cards, Romanowski, Shepard, Henkelman, Reisinger, Geist, and Schmidt, Amundson, Benish, and Barrow. They're really liking that order these days.
I think that's been the order for the entire season. I know they've had a little offensive stuttering at times, but they've also faced really good non-conference pitchers.
All right, we are about ready to go, and so let's get after it. And the first ball, this is, it's a strike actually fouled off. So
we are it off a little bit.
Underway here on WDOGO. Great to have you with us. And from Eau Claire North High School, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger with the call. And our video producer, Carter Jaeger. Ground ball to second. Fielded, tossed over to first. Not in time. And beating out Romanowski, beating out the hit to Everly Berg. What happened there, Lucas?
I think the second baseman had it in plenty of time. Just kind of short-armed the throw a little bit. And you know, with Georgia running, you have to make very quick decisions.
Yeah.
So definitely forcing an error out of North here.
All right, so E4 to start it off, and now Lauren Shepard for the Cards. And she looks at a called strike one.
I'm looking for Georgia Romanowski to have a big day today. North with an experienced catcher, a freshman catcher behind the dish there. Georgia has all the speed you would ever want. So.
And she falls behind 0-2, however, against Lillian Sinet, or Lily Sinet, the junior pitcher, the right-hander. Olivia Neumuller is the freshman catcher for Eau Claire North. Sinet ahead 0-2. Ball misses 1-2, high and outside that time.
I think the key for Lauren Shepard here is just really being patient, waiting for that ball to come in. Sinet's not bringing it as fast as maybe the pitchers we saw this past weekend.
Right. There's a ball high, 2-2. Shepard, a .508 average on base at .631 and an OPS, a whopping .1599. She and Henkelman, the only ones over 1,000 with their on-base plus power numbers. So the count now, 2-2 to the Cardinal two-hitter, and she hits it foul down the first baseline, and the count stays at 2-2. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, one of our great sponsors, making today's broadcast possible. 2-2 from Sonetta Shepard. She rips one up the middle, base hit, and Shepard's aboard, and Romanowski to second base.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they didn't put Georgia in motion before that. But a nice base hit up the middle by Georgia, or by Lauren Shepard, and, passing the bat here.
First and second here for the Cardinals in this one. And it brings it with nobody out, and Laney Henkelman now the designated player. Again, a .439 average and a .1058 OPS. Very impressive for Laney. Ball high, 1-0. Laney with 24 singles, 4 doubles, a home run, and 18 RBIs on the season, trailing, Shepard and also Reisinger with 21 RBIs, tied with Geist at 18 for third on the team. RBI opportunity here for Henkelman. She looks at a fastball, and that one misses 2-0.
Just missed there.
Yeah. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 2-0. And that one misses 3-0 as the Cardinals just look to create some attention, but right now with nobody out, they're not feeling the need to try to do a double steal or anything. 3-0 the count to Henkelman in the 3 spot up against the junior pitcher, Sinet. Here it is. Called strike one, 3-1.
Mark, we did get a courtesy runner for Lauren Shepard at first, number 12.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that is
Cameron Custer, the freshman. I'll leave that with you.
Okay, that sounds great.
3-1 now to Henkelman. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Ball low. Take your base. And Henkelman aboard with a walk.
Lots of lots of speed on the base pass here.
Well, and again, right now you've got Romanowski by an error. That hurts. Shepard with the single, and now a walk to Henkelman. And so this is all sorts of problems here for Kelsey Fitch's crew as Willa Reisinger comes up. Bases loaded, nobody out. And she hits it high in the air. Foul ball out of play.
Yeah, I think Willa's looking to send this one to get some RBIs. Maybe close that gap between her and Shepard that way. But better yet, help herself because she'll be in the circle here soon.
407 hitter. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 880 OPS. 347 average. A 407 on base percentage at 880 OPS for Willa with 20 singles, 3 doubles, 2 homers, and 21 RBIs coming into today. Fouls it off again, so stays 0-2.
Yeah, and time and time again, Mark, Willa has proven that that ability to hit with 2 strikes, at least put the ball in play hard.
Yeah.
So looking to do that again.
UW-Eau Claire commit, Willa Reisinger. Oh, and she went after one upstairs, would have been a ball. And so she goes down swinging. First strikeout of the day for Sinet. And it brings up Allie Geist, the Cardinal first baseman.
Not sure what Willow was thinking on that pitch. I must have jinxed her, saying she's a good 2-strike hitter.
She went fishing, I guess. So 315 average for Geist. And that's her on base again. So we're going to miss strike one. Allie, a 226 hitter. 315 on base, 718 OPS for Allie on the season. 7 singles, 5 doubles, 2 homers, and the 18 RBIs. The 0-1 pitch, and off speed, and she got her looking at strike two. So all of a sudden, Sinet, seeing the bases get full on an error, a single, and a walk, strikes out the cleanup hitter Reisinger and goes ahead 0-2 to Geist. Sinet now in front of the count. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Geist also went after a high fastball there, Lucas.
Yeah, I don't think it's much of a rise ball spin there. It's just a high fastball that she's obviously throwing at a little different speed and mixing the hitters up a little bit.
So rallying, again, we like it when our pitchers rally out of a jam, and that's what she's looking to do here. Sinet, oh, and she hit her in the helmet and take your base, and the Cardinals get their first run of the game.
That's quite the way to get an RBI there.
Taylor Schmidt hit in the helmet on the first pitch from Sinet, and so RBI, and Romanowski scores the Cardinals' first run. They lead it 1-0. Okay, and so hit by pitch, and that brings up Gracie Amundson. Swing and a miss, fouled off on the third base side. And so Romanowski in, as you, if you're manning a scorebook at home, as I am here at the game. And then Taylor Schmidt to first, Henkelman to second. Of course, we had the pinch runner you talked about for Shepard to third in Custer. So one run in at least for the Cards with 2 outs. Ball high. 1-1 to Amundson. And Gracie coming in here with a 262 average, 687 OPS. 13 singles, 2 doubles, and a homer on the year. 1-1 pitch. Called strike. That seemed high to me, so it must be a high strike zone today.
Yeah, definitely home plate umpire a little bit higher in the strike zone. That's working right into what Sinet wants to do. I mean, she got Reisinger and Geist both on a high pitch there.
1-2, here's the pitch. Ooh, upstairs misses 2-2.
And good for Sinet right there, going back to that.
Yeah.
It may not be a strike in our book, but as long as the umpire's calling it,
we talk about
give them what they want.
Every game, learn your umpire. What's his strike zone? What's her strike zone? Got her to go after a high strike. And so Amundson strikes out. And after loading up the bases with no out, the Cards do score one on a hit by pitch. In the middle of one from North, it's Chahai 1, Eau Claire North, coming up on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
To the bottom of the first we go on WOGO. Our coverage, one of two games here. Chi High here at Eau Claire North. We've got McDonald and Cameron on WOGO Sports YouTube and WOGO on Facebook. For the hometown Huskies, it's Abby Kosterman, the sophomore shortstop, who lead things off, followed by Addie Parker, the freshman left fielder, Livia Neumuller, the freshman catcher, Delaney Helland is the junior third baseman, Everly Berg, the freshman second baseman, Emma Goldbach is the sophomore at first, Jasmine Walker, the designated player, Ashlyn Mallett, the senior right fielder, and Lillian Sinette, the pitcher, rounding out the order against Willa Reisinger. And the first one, a fastball strike. Reisinger, 57.1 innings pitched, 11 games, 10 starts coming in, a 6-3 record with giving up 36 hits, 19 runs, 13 of them earned, 24 walks, 63 strikeouts, and a 1.587 ERA, a whip of 1.047. This one bunt foul down the third baseline.
Yep, but really, really great numbers out of Willa there. If you were to isolate just the conference games, even stronger than that. Quickly, 0-2 to Kosterman. Kosterman with good speed here from the left side.
0-2 pitch, and she misses 1-2 to Kosterman. So it's Kosterman, Parker, Neumuller, Helland, Berg, and Goldbach, Walker, Mallett, and Sinette for the Huskies will set the Cardinal defense momentarily here on WOGO. Reisinger, ooh, misses 2-2. Again, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass.
Just missed those last two pitches on the outside corner there.
2-2, Reisinger. And that one, oh boy, he almost wanted to pump the fist, and now the count goes to 3-2 to a looking Abby Kosterman, the sophomore shortstop leading off. Hitting from the left side against the right-handed throwing senior, Willa Reisinger. UW-Eau Claire commit the pitch. And she takes a base, so ultimately Reisinger yields a walk to Kosterman to start the game.
That's an unfortunate walk there. I think there were three really nice pitches that were called balls, and like you said, the umpire went up into his strikeout motion.
He did. He almost started to. No, he didn't. He didn't quite. And so now Addie Parker, the freshman left fielder for the Huskies, and the defense coming in for the Cards will set it for you. It is Shepherd the catcher, Allie Geist at first, Gracie Amundson at second, Georgia Romanowski at short, McKenna Benish at third, Delaney Barrow in left, Kendall Musser in center, and Taylor Schmidt in right for the Cardinals. And there's a called strike low on the outside corner, and a smile on Willa's face that, okay, finally I found something the umpire likes.
I think there's some deja vu there. I think she saw that pitch a few times before.
Yeah. 1-1 the count to the left-handed hitting Parker. Second straight lefty for Kelsey Fitch's bunch. And another fastball looking strike two to Parker. One of three freshmen in the starting lineup. And again, they don't hide him. Batting second, third, and also fifth. And so that's not only, you know, that's put him up right up there. This is a poke to left field. It's getting in there for a seeing eye single. It's gloved by Barrow. And runners at first and second. Nobody out. And we've seen this before as Chi High started similarly in the top half of the first.
Yeah, not very very hard hit at all there, but just in the middle of nowhere.
Hit them where they ain't. And that's what Addie Parker did and brings up Livia Neumuller, a fellow freshman. Huskies getting a lot of their underclassmen, a lot of great experience this year. She'll square to bunt, the ball too low. 1-0 from Reisinger.
Yeah, definitely between Jared calling the pitches and Willa out here, they're trying to find that magic recipe here.
Right.
For the umpire. Throwing well, but just
1-0, here it is. And this one hit foul on the third base side and out of play. And the count goes to 1-1. Our Dugout Smile Cam, when it's working, brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. 1-1 pitch from Reisinger. Called strike two, low and on the outside corner. Neumuller.
Seems to like the outside for the righties just fine, not for those first two lefties right away.
Yeah.
Real nice for North to be able to start with two lefties right out the gate.
1-2 to Neumuller, the number three hitter, and swing and a miss, and she went fishing for strike three in the first strikeout for Reisinger.
Maybe a bit of a drop ball there, something low in the zone, looking for a ground ball possibly.
So the first K for Willa, and that brings up Delaney Helland, the junior third baseman for Eau Claire North. Junior seems like really experienced. This one hit well to right, and over there for the Cardinals, Schmidt's going to make the catch,
Great throw.
And gets it to third, but then it gets by the third baseman, and she's going to dig for home. The throw, and it dropped by Shepard, and the run is in. So sliding in and a sack fly, and then it got by the third baseman. And what did you see on that, Lucas? Because you said great throw, but somehow it got by Benish.
Great throw, but somehow Benish just wasn't able to collect it. Good backup by Barrow there, but just not able to get her at home. Definitely an unearned run there for.
So probably E5 then, I would think, on that one. Don't you think?
E5, or if the throw was a little bit off, it looked like it had the distance.
I think the one situation there, though, I mean, if you had to coach somebody, we'll talk about it in a second, as Berg, the freshman second baseman, looks at ball one. I think as a fielder, you got to go get the ball.
Get the ball first.
Yeah, you got to get the ball first. So, all right, so 1-0 to Berg with a 1-1 game now. And that one misses 2-0. So the sack fly from Helen for the second out, and Schmidt got it. Really a long, strong throw, but Benish a little trouble with it, got by her. And it allowed the heads-up base running from Kosterman to score. There's a ball low. And so Reisinger goes 3-0 to Berg, trying to rally back against the left-handed hitting freshman. Again, lefties at the top of the lineup. This is the third lefty already. And there's a strike. So Reisinger, again, a strike at the knees, gets it to 3-1. Cardinals 11-1 in the conference. Hudson next closest at 8-3. They're playing very hot softball right now. There's strike two, so Reisinger whipped that one in there.
The game changer gave the error to right fielder Taylor Schmidt.
For
a strong throw, just not an accurate throw. So E9 there.
Thank you. And this one fouled off. So Reisinger's rallied back from behind 3-0 to 3-2, and Berg staying alive by fouling it off. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the very absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. More in a moment. Ball high, take your base. And so runners at the corners now as the second walk of the inning for Reisinger. And Parker at third as she gained second on the sack fly, but then that extra base on the throw from Schmidt getting by the third baseman, and now Emma Goldbach, the sophomore first baseman, hitting for the right side, ball low, 1-0. So Reisinger, a little rougher start than in the game against Kimberly on Saturday.
Just missing some of these pitches, though, and I think the Kimberly hitters were a bit more aggressive.
1-0, and there's a called strike, 1-1.
I think it all goes back to that third strike that we thought the umpire was throwing up there and didn't quite get it down. So
the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Stelter Incorporated, as I mentioned a moment ago, three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 1-2 pitch hit in the air and foul territory, out of play on the first base side. We'll do it again.
Yeah, so I'm not seeing anything mechanically wrong with what Willa's doing. She has plenty of speed. Things are moving. It's just...
And here's the thing. It's still a 1-1 game. I'd like to keep it that way. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Reisinger gets another K, and the Cards get out of it with only one run allowed here in the bottom of the first. After one from Eau Claire North, it's Huskies and Cards tied at one on WOGO Sports.
Cabin and camper season is here, and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing, too. Locally owned, American-made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
A crazy start to this game where base runners, but then the pitching and defense responding. The Cars loaded it up with nobody out, got only one run, and that was on a hit by pitch, and now the top of the second. And Lily Sinet fires the first pitch for a strike to Benish. So it's Benish, the junior third baseman, Barrow, the junior left fielder, and then Romanowski, the junior shortstop. So three juniors in a row, ball high. One and one to Benish.
One thing I'm sure the coaches mentioned to the Cards in between here is lay off that high pitch.
Yeah.
Make Sinet come to you. I don't think she's going to overpower any of them in the strike zone. It would be up and out of the strike zone.
And this is grounded foul down the third baseline, and the count goes to 1-2 for the visiting Cardinals. For McKenna Benish coming in here today, hitting 200. With a 542 OPS for McKenna on the season. 10 hits, 9 of them singles, and a double for Benish. 3 RBIs. Fouled off again. Count stays at 1-2.
Yep, and Sinet has proven early on in this game the ability to throw strikes.
Yeah.
And then when she's up in the count, then expanding the strike zone to get them swinging.
I thought early, I mean, bases loaded for the Cards, you're starting to think, oh boy, this could be really, and one run, and they're fortunate to get that, and then the Huskies getting one, and the error on the throw-in, and there's the strikeout for Benish to start it, and would you believe strikeout number 4 already for Lily Sinet? And that brings up Delaney Barrow, the Cardinals' left fielder, pitched a whale of a game, just a two-hitter in that win over Watertown on Saturday. And get you Barrow's numbers here in a moment at the plate. Strike one.
Yeah, there's something that the Cards in general are not picking up on right now out of Sinet's hand. I don't know if she comes with a little bit different approach than they've been seeing recently.
0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Is it slightly rising, that ball there?
It must be.
Yeah.
It must be.
Barrow, a 288 hitter.
Not, it's definitely not. Faster than anything they've
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, right. 288 hitter for Delaney. 0-2, though, behind. And this one fouled off in the drop third strike, and that's going to be a chance, and Barrow's going to get there in time. So, again, a swing and the miss, but then the drop third strike, and again,
that's
we've seen that on Saturday.
Strikeouts for Sinet.
Yeah, right. It is five, but it's not an official out. Creating something in my scoring book. I have not used DTS, drop third strike. Okay. So I don't know what you would typically score that, but hey, the Cardinals with a base runner there in Barrow with one out and one on, and Georgia Romanowski hitting from the left side. And she'll bunt one right back to the pitcher, and then the double off is not available as heads-up play by Barrow to get back. So Georgia, typically an excellent bunter, but pops out to the pitcher there. So two are out now for Lauren Shepherd. Lauren's got the power to make this a 3-1 game on just one swing of the bat.
I like your thinking, Mark.
Yeah. Well, she's got that almost 1,600 OPS. And she's got 25 RBIs on the season, 6 homers, and there's strike one.
This is Lauren a little frustrated with that first pitch call there.
There's every game trying to figure out the strike zone here. Swing and a miss, strike two. Shepherd comes in with a 508 average. Yes, hitting over 500. That means hits more than one out of two. And A whopping 1599 OPS, 32 hits, 17 singles, 7 doubles, a couple of triples, 6 homers, and 25 RBIs for the Cardinals senior catcher, Winona State commit. The 0-2 pitch, off speed upstairs, misses 1-2.
And good pitch from Sinette there. No need to throw something down the middle.
Right.
She's definitely been mixing it up. And
1-2 right now to Shepherd. Sinette, this one high in the air and out of play.
And I will say, weather-wise, it's a little damp, a little humid here. I don't know if the ball's going to carry quite as well as it would normally, and that wind is definitely not going to eat anything today.
No, it was had to be 15 to 25 miles an hour during that Kimberly game. That dust was, we were in a bit of a sandstorm. And this one, a high pitch hit high in the air to right center field, giving chase and dropped. It's dropped by the center fielder, Elena Johnson. And the Cards with runners at the corners on the error on the center fielder, sophomore Elena Johnson.
And this is definitely not what the Huskies want to do. The margin for error for them to pull off the upset today is very slim. You know, with the way Sinette's throwing, you got to make those catches for her.
So you've got a drop third strike, and now you've got an error. But it's right there for
an error on the center fielder.
I met Alina earlier because before the rosters came out, her and a teammate were helping me with names and such. And her name spelled close to one of my daughters. I've got an Elena. She's Alina, as a swing and a miss for Lainey Henkelman. So runners at the corners and two outs for the Cards, trying to make some noise here and break this 1-1 tie in the top of the second in this Big Rivers Conference battle on WOGO Sports. This one fouled off again. Well, I'll tell you what, Sinette's getting him to swing, that's for sure. 439 average for Henkelman and a 1058 OPS for Lainey on the season. And she did single. She did walk in her earlier trip. Shepherd had singled earlier. 29 hits for Henkelman, 24 of them singles. And this one grounded foul down the third baseline.
We do have, once again, courtesy runner Cameron.
Yep.
Cameron Custer at first base.
Cameron, I think, a freshman, right?
Yep.
All right, for Shepherd, the catcher, get that gear on. 0-2 now to Henkelman. From Sinette, top of the second, 1-1 game, ball high. And the runner steals, the pinch runner, or courtesy runner stealing. Cameron Custer. So runners at second and third. Now Barrows at third. Custer's at second. Remove that force at second. 1-2 to Henkelman from Lily Sinette. The pitch. Swing and a miss. She got her to go. Sixth strikeout of the game. And the second in the inning. And the Cards strand two in the middle of two from North. It's still Chi High and North tied at one on WOGO Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Time to get away. Turn up the heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at metropolisresort.com, where the fun never stops.
To the bottom of the second we go, and for the Huskies, Jasmine Walker, the designated player to lead it off against Willa Reisinger. And here we go. Ball low, 1-0. Walker, Ashlyn Mallett, and Lillian Sinette, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for Kelsey Fitch's crew. Tied at one. Opportunities there. The Cards, again, you know, the drop third strike and then the error on the center fielder. Had Chi High scored, it would have been a real gift from North.
Absolutely.
You want to take advantage of that if you get in and just not quite able to finish the deal. And the Cards having a little bit of a challenge figuring out the junior right-hander, Sinette, today. And this one hit in the air on the infield. Reisinger under it for out number one.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out myself. What I what I'm thinking is just, throwing strikes, getting ahead in the count, maybe having the batters off balance, and then maybe the over-anxious Cards hitters wanting to do a little too much.
Fastball right down the middle, and that was a ball, and I'm puzzled by that. It looked like a strike to me. We're just on the first base side of home plate, and we're not the umpire, but that sure looked juicy to me. 1-0. That one's definitely a ball. No, 2-0.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Willow with two walks on the day, and again allowed the leadoff runner Kosterman, who walked. She scored, but it was an unearned run on the error on the throw from Schmidt. Schmidt, it was a good muscular throw. It just got by the third baseman, unfortunately, Benish, and allowed the runner to not only take third base on the sack fly, but come all the way home. And now 2-1 is the count to Ashlyn Mallett, the senior right fielder, with one out, nobody on, a 1-1 game. Mark Halverson, Lucas Reisinger here on WDOGO. This one tap foul. Again, we got a doubleheader going on, softball doubleheader. Both started at 4:40. We're here at Eau Claire North here on FM 103.1 AM 680, WOGO.com, and live video streaming the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Caleb Swenson and company, McDonald softball at Cameron is the max on WOGO Sports YouTube and WDOGO on Facebook. The 2-2 pitch. Ooh, just misses low and maybe inside there. 3-2 now to a looking Ashlyn Mallett. Well, this is a far cry from Watertown. The Goslings came up swinging left and right, and it was a very speedy game, but North laying off of things today. So 3-2, here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three. Reisinger gets another K.
Yeah, I thought strike three came a few pitches before that, but
officially
again,
got it there.
Again, we're not calling. We're sitting over here behind the table.
Reisinger, two strikeouts in the first inning, gets her third strikeout there on Mallett, the senior, now Lillian Sinet. The pitcher goes in the hole 0-1.
I think maybe Will is just previously trying to be a bit too fine. I think she's going to go into power mode here. So.
Yeah. Well, you know her, Dad. 0-1, the pitch, and that one misses upstairs 1-1.
I can usually tell by her face what's coming.
The Cardinal cleanup hitter when she bats, and the pitcher today. 1-1 pitch hit in the air to center field. Here comes Musser, and she'll make the catch for out number three. So the Huskies go quietly in the second. 1-2-3. After two from North, we're tied. 1-1. Shy-high and North. Big Rivers Conference softball on WDOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the top of the third, it's Reisinger, Geist, and Schmidt, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for your Chi-High Cardinals. Hey, when you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies. The first pitch from Sinet. An off-speed pitch called strike one. Reisinger, the first time up, was a strikeout victim. Maybe went fishing for one that she wished she wouldn't have. A 347 average coming into today. 25 hits, 20 of them singles. Ball misses outside, 1-1. She's got 3 doubles, 2 homers, and 21 RBIs.
Sun is out now here at Eau Claire North High School.
Ball high, 2-1.
And that's the pitch right there that she swung at for strike three last time, laying off that needing to get that ball down in the zone. I saw Coach Chelsea Sikora mentioning that to the players. Get the ball down in the zone and drive it.
2-1. This one hit foul on the first baseline. The count goes 2-2. Reisinger, 8 walks and 10 strikeouts on the season. And the thing is that 10 strikeouts, I mean, for somebody who's hitting cleanoff, I can tell you that she just got to 10 today, and already 5-6 of her teammates have 10 or more strikeouts. So, again, lower on the strikeout end of things. And I think that says a lot when you're a girl who hits it as hard and far as she does. And the count goes to 3-2 now. So the count full to Reisinger. A good chance to get that leadoff runner aboard. Sinet trying to buckle down here. Had just the one walk
disciplined on this
and
pitch.
One hit batsman.
Yep.
And she was disciplined. And take your base and Reisinger's aboard. Well, she took your advice, Dad.
Well, and that's the key. You have to learn from previous at-bats.
Right, and she did.
You've got to know what they're going to go to. Sinet, we knew what she was going to go to there, and Willow was able to check it up there. We do have a courtesy runner in. I can't see the number down there yet.
Yeah. 14 maybe?
I think it's number 9, Brooklyn Helgeson, a sophomore.
We'll get the official...
One thing to note here today, with no JV game, the JV players and the varsity players are together in the dugout. So definitely a lot of energy to be had there.
For sure. Great to see that. Gives it that postseason feel, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Sun coming out more than ever. And there's a good bunt attempt laid down by Geis. The throw over to first in time. And Geis successfully sacrificing Reisinger to second.
Helgeson to second, yep.
Helgeson, yes.
Taylor Schmidt. Yeah, I'm a little surprised that they went to the sack bunt right there with Allie Geis there, the power that she has on this 185 field. But the coaching staff from the Cards knows that it may not take a whole lot of runs to win this game.
Taylor Schmidt now. Looks at a ball high, 1-0.
Yep, definitely we can see the Cards making that adjustment on the higher pitches. They've already laid off it a few times now here in the third.
Taking the coach's advice to heart. 224 hitter Schmidt faces Sinet's ball high, 2-0.
Yeah, and I think Sinet, you know, if you're not chasing that ball up out of the zone, maybe a little bit easier to handle, but maybe take a time or two through to figure that out.
Yeah, it looked tempting before. So 2-0 to Schmidt. And she's going to ground one to short, and it's going to be an error on the shortstop, Kosterman, and the runner advances to third, so runners at the corners with the Cards and only one out.
Next up is number 5.
Hit it. What do they say? Put it in play and good things happen.
That's right, absolutely. And so Taylor Schmidt, E6, reaches that time, and runners at the corners with only the one out, and that brings up Gracie Amundson. And so now we're getting Sinet needing to buckle down. Top of the third, Cardinals threatening. Runners at the corners and one down. Helgeson at third, running for Reisinger. And Schmidt at first. The pitch inside misses, 1-0. And taking her base, Schmidt easily, just with no threat, no challenge, steals second base. So runners removes the force at second. Runners at second and third. Two runners in scoring position for Amundson, who struck out her first time against Lily Sinet for North. Ball misses high and outside, 2-0 to the right-handed hitting Amundson.
Yeah, this is the first time we've really seen Sinet go down in the count to begin with. And this takes that high pitch off the table now.
Yeah, when you stop going fishing. 2-0 pitch, and she's got contact in the air, second base side. And the first baseman, Emma Goldbach, squeezes it. Nothing the runners can do. And just like that, there's two out as the pop-out to first for Amundson. And it brings up McKenna Benish, the junior third baseman, who also struck out in the last inning. McKenna Benish hitting 200 on the season. 542 OPS, 10 hits, 9 of them singles. For Benish, we told you earlier, the 3 RBIs. And she looks at a called strike one. All right, well, if you're coaching her in a hitting standpoint, what would you say to McKenna here? Runners at second and third and two outs and down 0-1.
Hit it hard.
Yeah, okay. All right, sounds good. 0-1 pitch in the air on the infield. Right side, and the catch is made by Emma Goldbach. Two straight pop-outs to first, and the Cards strand two more again in the third. Still tied at one at Eau Claire North on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Bottom of three, we're getting right after it on WOGO. Top of the order, Abby Kosterman, Addie Parker, and Livia Neumuller for the Huskies against Willa Reisinger. Bottom of the third, tied at one. And the first one, a ball, misses for Reisinger. Willa with three strikeouts and a couple of walks already in this contest. Both of those walks coming in the first inning. Ball high, 2-0, and Shepherd. Ball breaks free from her. ABC Supply of Chippewa Falls works side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. Called strike, and again, sort of in that slap bunt motion for Kosterman, the leadoff hitter, who did draw a walk from Reisinger earlier. And there's a called strike too. So she's not really, she's lunging out of the box, but she's not really giving any effort with the bat there. So
yeah, and important to note, if she were to make contact with the ball
2-2
outside this of one, the box, she would be out.
This one fouled off. So I wonder, is that a split second decision you're making if you don't think the ball is going to be a strike?
Absolutely. Slapping is all about timing.
Yeah. Count 2-2 to Kosterman, the leadoff hitter. She's going to tap it foul again.
I'd like to see an off-speed pitch out of Willa here. I think
now,
that's a good
now we know the rule that if you bunt a third strike foul, you're out. But if you slap bunt, that's true as well?
It's a gray area, sure.
Yeah. All right, here's the 2-2 pitch. Reisinger to Kosterman. Grounder to third. Benish, trouble with it. Throw over to first. Not in time. She didn't even throw it.
Got to make that play there at third.
Yep. So it's a hard grounder to Benish. And both teams having some defensive struggles today. And Kosterman aboard, the leadoff hitter. Too hot to handle that time. And Addie Parker, the freshman, who singled and reached third, her first time up, hitting from the left side as well. And a bunt attempt goes foul on the third base side in the count 0-1. Livia Neumuller, another freshman, so freshman catcher on deck. And again, very young North team. They start three freshmen and a couple of sophomores. Really, Kosterman was a sophomore. You go sophomore, freshman at the top of their lineup, and that's, and then they skip with a junior, and then they go freshman, sophomore. And
nice
the count goes
the
to 0-2.
Corner
yeah.
there,
Reisinger.
But I,
the
I
nice
believe
pitch
she
there.
Had two strikes on Parker last time before that little.
Yeah, down the left field line. Yeah,
a little seam hole there.
Right. So 0-2 now with runner at first and nobody out in the bottom of the third for the Huskies. And there's a swing, strike three, and Reisinger gets her fourth strikeout against Addie Parker.
Yeah, kind of an awkward-looking swing there, but I think some definite movement on that pitch.
So the fourth K of the day for Reisinger, and it brings up Livia Neumuller, who struck out her first time, the freshman catcher, hitting from the right side against Reisinger. And that one misses 1-0.
Just barely.
Now, would you have called that a rise ball?
No.
It looked to rise, but okay. 1-0 to Neumuller. And this one hit fouled on the third baseline. Fastball, 1-1.
I think normally you would see Kosterman maybe taking off trying to steal, but it's amazing what someone like Lauren Shepard can do to a run game.
Yeah.
Definitely right. Shut it down. We saw that, you know, even the speedy runners from Watertown, the speedy runners from
Kimberly,
not able to get the
1-1 pitch hit foul, and is in the field of play, and then it came back against Neumuller, so the count goes to 1-2.
Nice change up on that pitch there. Really has her set up for something out of the zone now.
1 ball and 2 strikes for Neumuller.
This shouldn't be a strike.
1 out, 1 on for the Huskies. Their number 3 hitter, freshman catcher. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and there's Reisinger's 5th strike out of the game, 2nd of the inning.
Yep, but she's starting to feel it here now, the second time through the order, finding that zone a little bit more.
And again, kind of a reverse trend here. And there's a called strike to Delaney Helland, the junior cleanup hitter. But again, you know, a lot of times you get those strikeouts, you'll see it happen in the first go around, but to be rallying back and getting strikeouts the second time for Parker and Neumuller, that's really impressive there, as the count goes to 1-1 to the cleanup hitter, Helen.
Yeah, a lot of chatter on every pitcher from the stands.
Yeah. 1-1, the senior Reisinger. The pitch, ball low, 2-1. The Shepherd guns it over to first, and Geist is over there to pull it out of the dirt to hold Kosterman.
Great play by Allie there to keep that in the infield.
For sure. 2 balls and 1 strike to Delaney Helland, the third baseman. She grounds one to second base. Good job over there defensively by Gracie Amundson to field it over to first to Geist for the out. So the Huskies strand 1-3 from North. Still tied at 1, Chi-Hi and Eau Claire North on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
All right, so the top of the fourth, we go almost to the midway point of this projected 7-inning affair. And it is Delaney Barrow, Georgia Romanowski, Lauren Shepard, the 9-1-2 hitters for the Cards. And Barrow to lead things off, reached in a drop third strike her first time. Swing and a miss, strike 1 for Delaney.
And once the Cards get back up to the top of the order, that'll be their third time through coming up.
Delaney,
usually some good things happening there.
288 hitter, 699 OPS against Lily Sinet. Ball bowled in there. Count to 1-1.
Yep, tried to change up there. Just didn't quite get the release point on it.
Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. This one hit high in the air and the going out of play on the third base side. The count to 1-2 to Delaney Barrow.
Barrow chasing one a little high and outside there. Not much to do with that one.
Still a little chasing going on. Maybe not as much as earlier, as you've said. The Cards have kind of backed off on this rising pitch or the higher strike pitch. And this one fouled off, although maybe going after them there.
Yeah, but what does Sinet go to with 2 strikes?
Yeah.
She's going to that pitch.
She really likes that pitch.
Yeah.
Challenge the hitters upstairs. And so Barrow in the hole at 1-2.
And if you do look on the season, Sinet has put up some pretty strong strikeout numbers. So
yeah,
apparently other people have been fooled too.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So Barrow is retired. And the seventh strikeout on the day. She didn't strike out any of the Cards last inning, but there's another.
Yeah, up to 7 strikeouts.
Yeah. And Romanowski now. Hitting from the left side. She popped out last time trying to bunt. Ball high. I think it'd be really important for the Cards to get Romanowski on here. I mean, she's speedy and...
What I'd like to see if they get her on to put her in motion right away,
yeah,
kind of force the issue a little bit. I'd like to see what the freshman catcher can do behind the dish.
1-0 to Georgia. Off-speed pitch, misses inside, 2-0.
Who's that Neumuehler behind the dish?
Right. Livia Neumuehler, freshman catcher, right?
Seems to receive really well for a young player.
One of three freshman starters for Coach Kelsey Fitch. Called strike to Romanowski, and the count goes to 2-1.
We bring up a point all the time, you know, talking about freshmen on the field, but by the time they get to high school, these kids have played a lot of softball.
2-1 pitch, and she went chasing, and it goes to 2-2. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin, that is Grace Home Respiratory. 2-2 to Romanowski from the left side against the net. Ball high, misses 3-2.
Just missed there. Good to lay off on
that
one, though.
Yeah, again, early it felt like the Cards got burned by the top end of the umpire's strike zone, but that one, ball three. So now Sinet checks her wrist, ready to challenge Romanowski. The pitch. And strike three, Romanowski goes down on strikes. 8th strikeout of the day for Sinet.
Now batting is number 17, Lauren Shepard.
And so a couple of strikeouts to start the inning. And Sinet with 8 Ks, and that brings up Lauren Shepard. Shepard has singled and reached on an error on the center fielder. So on base is 100% today. And this one fouled off 0-1. Giving you Shepard's numbers before, a 508 average, a 1599 OPS, very gaudy, a 968 slugging, 32 hits, 17 singles, 7 doubles, 2 homers. Make it that 2 triples, 6 homers, and 25 RBIs. 0-1 from Sinet, and that one seemed to hit her leg, and it misses 1-1.
Yeah, ended up effectively being a kind of an off-speed changeup type pitch.
Yep.
Which is not a bad idea.
Both pitchers picking up more strikeouts as the game goes along, and Shepard now 1-1. In the air, to the outfield. Got it measured, and... the left fielder, Addie Parker, makes the catch. So in the middle of 4 from North, it's Huskies and Cards tied at 1 on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson. Right now at Toyson Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
To the bottom of the 4th we go. Everly Berg, Emma Goldbach, and Jasmine Walker for Eau Claire North. 5, 6, and 7 hitters, freshman, sophomore, senior. And a bit of a delay. What's the deal here?
I think Shepard was last out there.
Okay.
Getting her gear
on. Well, gives me time to tell you that whatever your ING, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in beautiful Rice Lake. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, setting the scene, Mark Halverson with Lucas Reisinger. And we've also got Carter Jaeger, our video producer today. We've worked him hard. We've stretched him. The day after his grad party yesterday, the card is in the mail. Carter, the card's in the mail. And also, we've got another McDonald's softball game going on at Cameron today. And this one, little looper in foul territory. It's going to be caught for out number one. And so Benish retiring Berg right away with that pop out in foul territory.
Yeah, one pitch, one out. You can't do much better than that.
You cannot. And now Emma Goldbach, the sophomore first baseman coming up. She struck out way back in the first inning as we're into the bottom of the fourth here. So that's a good sign. Will has really limited the number of hitters here lately. Swing and a miss, strike one. So first inning, some problems. Cards allowed only one, but then Reisinger retired him 1-2-3 in the second and had just the error at third in the first and then got him 1-2-3 after that. So the 0-1 pitch. Called strike. So Reisinger starting to find her sweet spot here, it seems to me. Don't you think, Lucas?
Yeah, I think definitely against the bottom half of the North order. I think she has a pretty big advantage there. Hopefully we can tidy things up against the top.
0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Reisinger gets yet another K, her sixth of the day.
Next up is number five.
But much like against Kimberly, if we don't score any runs.
Right.
The run support needs to start coming through a little bit
more. But I think
more.
Even at the start of the season, people had said that they were concerned about the hitting for Chi-High. There's a ball missing 1-0. Am I not correct? I mean, it's like, hey, we really talked about pitching depth, and we talked about Chi-High with fielding, but we were just kind of some uncertainties about the hitting. And so it's kind of fluctuated. But certainly in some of those recent Saturday games, we've seen, you know, low numbers. Two runs the other day, one run the previous Saturday, and in four games, just, three runs. Tough non-conference competition. 2-0 pitch, and Reisinger goes 3-0. All right, I'll take the blame this time. I was talking her up, saying you're getting the sweet spot here. But Jasmine Walker, the senior designated player, maybe she's being a little careful with her. 3-0 pitch, and that's going to be ball four. So four balls consecutively, and Walker's aboard with two outs, and it brings up Ashlyn Mallett.
Unfortunate there, because thought the first two pitches looked good, and Willow was hoping to get strikes on those, but it's hard when you fall down 0-2. You don't want to put it right down the middle of the plate.
The first one misses a little high and tight, 1-0 to Mallett. Hey, start your engines, you know, Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. I'll tell you about all the different races in a moment. Called strike, 1-1. Yeah, watch the Wasota late models, modifieds, Midwest modified, super stocks, and USRA late models. Battle it out on the track. RedCedarSpeedway.com. It's RedCedarSpeedway.com. Boy, that one came in a hurry. I just read a sentence, and boom, there it was. And now 1-2 to Mallett. Back-to-back seniors in this lineup that starts sophomore, freshman, freshman, junior, freshman, sophomore. But then you get to senior here in the 8-9 spot. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and Reisinger takes care of business, her seventh K, and retires the Huskies to end the fourth. Four complete from North, and it's Chi-High and Eau Claire North tied at one on WOGO Sports.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
To the top of the fifth now, getting into those late innings. And for Chippewa, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Henkelman, Reisinger, and Geist, both runs scored in the first inning. Cards loaded the bases and scored on batter Taylor Schmidt was hit in the head with a pitch, and that's how the Cards got their only run. And so Lily Sinet begins the top half of the fifth with ball one to Lainey Henkelman. Henkelman has walked and struck out in her two trips.
And I believe that was the 75th pitch from Sinet there.
Uh-huh. And that one misses. 2-0 to a looking Lainey Henkelman.
That one looked like a pretty good pitch to me. Yeah, both pitchers having a hard time deciphering the strike zone today.
2-0. Henkelman looks at a ball, 3-0.
Well, you wouldn't know it based on the amount of strikeouts they've racked up.
But, no.
They've also racked up some walks, too.
3-0 is the count to Lainey Henkelman. And she looks at a called strike one. Well, again, the seeding coming out on Wednesday, so Cards will get their last couple of games in before that. Weather looks very promising for tomorrow. Cardinals atop the BRC at 11-1. Off-speed pitch, a called strike two.
I like seeing Lainey hang off, lay off of that one. There's not much you're going to do with a pitch like that.
Good off-speed pitch. So Sinet now trying to rally back after 3-0. And this one hit in the air, first base side, and out of play.
Yeah, you can just see a little bit out of the Cardinal batter, some being tentative. Not wanting to really swing all the way full power, and that's not the way to do it.
Here it is. Off-speed pitch takes your base a little bit high, and so Henkelman's aboard with her second walk of the day and leads things off in the fifth, and it brings up Willa Reisinger, who has struck out and walked in her two trips, reached third base but not quite able to score the courtesy runner we had for her earlier.
Looks like we have a pinch runner coming in
for Henkelman.
I think the Kendall Musser just flip-flopping Flex and DP here.
Okay. Yeah, Henkelman, of course, the designated player, so Kendall Musser will be on the bases.
Be interesting to see if they have Willa put the ball on the ground here, a little bunt, try to get that runner over, or just let her swing away.
Of course, we'll continue to follow the Cards and Max into the postseason softball. And if it's days like today, we'll bring you a doubleheader on our WOGO Sports YouTube. We'll do that. I believe Chahai will be on the radio as long as Chahai's continuing, and then McDonald. And this one hit in the air to right field, but seeming to have it measured. And there's the out for Ashlyn Mallett.
Well, they let her swing away, but she just missed it.
Yeah. Next up is number 13. So fly out to right for Reisinger. One out, and Allie Geis now with Musser running for Henkelman after the walk. Allie, a strikeout and a sacrifice on the day, so officially 0-for-1.
Yeah, both pitchers here today have only given up one hit apiece.
Yeah.
So they've been.
Who's going to crack? Who's going
to
break? And there's a hard shot down the third baseline and foul. Well, real quick, I've checked McDonald, and they get a bye in the first round. So tournament action starts on Thursday. And so in D4 action, it is Regis and Cadott. So they'll play at Cadott, and the winner of that game will play McDonald on Tuesday at Casper. And then the winner of that game would get the winner of Spring Valley and Oliva Strum. Swing and a miss. So it goes Tuesday, Thursday. And then you go on to the sectionals next week, the following week, Tuesday and Thursday. So, and but the seeding for D1 coming on Wednesday, so we'll wait with interest there. And this one hit in the air to left field, and Parker is over, and right along the foul line makes the catch for the second out.
Yeah, two long fly ball outs right. For the Cardinals here.
I almost thought on Saturday we had more line, you know, and that's the thing against Kimberly. The Cards had more line drive outs, and Kimberly played great defense.
Yeah.
But here, again, Sinet has kind of fooled him. Again, has had a lot of strikeouts, eight of them.
Yeah, sometimes it's
now Taylor
it's not
Smith.
How hard you throw, it's how you're throwing.
And ball low, and Sinet's the runner goes, and the Musser able to steal, and so she's in scoring position.
Need a big clutch hit from Taylor here.
So Kendall Musser at second base with two out, and Taylor Schmidt for the Cards. The 1-0 pitch, called strike, 1-1.
I noticed the North outfielders are playing rather deep. If they could dump one in, it would definitely get Musser home.
Taylor coming into today, a 224 hitter. The 1-1 pitch, ball low. 2-1. Sinette and the freshman battery mate, Livia Neumuller, who's been a good receiver today. 2-1 from Sinette, and this one fouled off, and the count goes to 2-2.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing out of Neumuller today. She seems to, she calls a good game and receives well.
Yeah, these freshman starters have earned their spot on varsity for Eau Claire North, and again, hoping for bigger and better things in the future by getting their varsity experience now. 2-2 pitch. Off-speed rip right up the middle, and it's a deep play by the shortstop, and she's going to pull it in. Abby Kosterman got there. It's an infield single for Schmidt, so she reaches runners at the corners, and two out for the Cardinals. Brings up Gracie Amundson.
Yeah, and Gracie had a big hit against Watertown on Saturday.
Right.
Proved to be the game-winning hit with no runs given up by Barrow.
One strikeout and one pop-out so far on the day for Amundson. A 262 hitter. It's just when she hits foul. Well, for generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. They do a great job. No balls and one strike to the Cardinals' second baseman. Swing and a miss, strike two. So Sinette bearing down when she needs to. She's had the 8 Ks on the day, looking for number 9 as she's ahead of Amundson. 0-2 now, with the runner having stolen second. And Schmidt, second and third, 0-2 pitch. Off-speed just misses 1-2.
North fan base wanted that one.
That was close, yeah.
I think if they would have gotten it, though, the Cardinal fan base might have had something to say about that.
I think it was either way, and he went with the ball. So 1-2 to a looking Amundson, and she takes it high, 2-2.
And where does Sinette go? Right to that top shelf there.
Yeah, that's where she's most comfortable with, 2-2. See, if we're getting some at-bats, we'd have it figured out, wouldn't we? 2-2
no,
now.
No, I wouldn't want to get in the box, Mark. I don't
Lily
know
and Sinette. And Amundson foul territory and caught out there by the third baseman Delaney Helland. So the Cards strand two more, and they have stranded 9 on the day in the middle of 5 from North. The Huskies and Cards tied at 1 on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
All right, for the Huskies, they come with Sinette, Kosterman, and Parker, the 9-1 and 2 hitters for Kelsey Fitch, I should say. Getting a little bit cooler. I know our forecast, we talked about 74, 72. It feels a little bit cooler. There's a called strike to a looking Lillian Sinette. Sinette, the pitcher, flew out her first time. Yeah, 7 strikeouts for Reisinger and 8 for Sinette, so pretty even in that department. And working quickly, Reisinger gets ahead 0-2.
That was a strike Willa did not expect to get, but will gladly take.
0-2 to the EWO Claire Commit, the future Blue Gull, Willa Reisinger, senior at Chi High. Swing and a miss, strike three. There is her eighth K of the day, matching the woman she struck out, the young lady, Lily Sinet.
Yep, nice pitch worked off the outside corner to Sinet there. Willa's had a little problem with Kosterman so far today. Hopefully we get her retired for the first time. Last time was a error to third base there.
Yeah. And this slap bunt foul for Kosterman. She has walked and reached on an error on third. The temperature's dropping. I think what happened is the sun is for sure covered by the clouds. Another slap. And this one goes foul, so 0-2.
Yep, and that's where you, the last two pitches, perfect location there. You want to get that slap hitter up and inside where they can't get their arms out. You don't want them to serve it over to
yeah,
third.
Don't lay it over the plate. Yeah, that's for sure. Reisinger ahead, 0-2. 8 strikeouts in the day. Oh, and the ball misses outside, 1-2.
And the other real nice pitch to throw to for a strikeout pitch to a lefty slapper, that off-speed changeup outside corner. It's hard for them to do much with that.
1-2.
Got it.
Slap bunt attempt, no good. Misses it. Strike three. The ninth strikeout of the day for Willa Reisinger. This one against the leadoff hitter, Abby Kosterman.
23, Annie Tucker.
Yeah, Willa's definitely in the groove right now. Wouldn't be surprised if we get a bunt out of the batter here.
This one fouled off by the left-handed hitting freshman left fielder, Addie Parker, who has singled and struck out. 9 Ks for Reisinger, and just to put this in perspective, she had 2 in the third, 2 more in the fourth, and she's had 2 here in the fifth. So 6 of her 9 have come in the last 3 innings, so we're in the bottom of 5. Called strike. That was a low strike, and 0-2 now. So
she's throwing darts right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she is. She's got her confidence going on, and a real pitcher's duel between her and Sinet today. 0-2. Strike three. There it is. She strikes out the side in the fifth, the 10th strikeout of the day for Reisinger. The Cardinals and Eau Claire North tied at 1 as we head to the sixth on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
To the top of the sixth we go in this pitcher's duel, this 1-1 pitcher's duel. The Cardinals at Eau Claire North, Chi at 11-1, their only conference loss to Hudson at Casper, a game that they had the lead in and squandered late. And now McKenna Benish, Delaney Barrow, and Georgia Romanowski, the 8-9-1 hitters against Lily Sinet, the righty. Off-speed pitch up high, misses 1-0. To McKenna Benish. Benish has struck out and popped out to first in her 2 trips. Gracie Amundson with the last out in the last inning with 2 runners on. And this is a low pitch hit in the air to right field. Going over there, Ashlyn Mallett, who'll make the catch for out number 1. Number of flyouts here in recent innings, Lucas Reisinger.
Yeah, and that's going to be a product of her working up in the zone. If you get under that pitch, that's where it's going to go. Got to cut through straight, hit line drives.
1 out, Benish, and it brings up Delaney Barrow. So Barrow reached on a drop third strike and then struck out in her 2 trips against Lily Sinet, the junior right-hander for Coach Kelsey Fitch. Ball high, 1-0. We've got a lot of highlights later in our post-class post-game show, and we'll bring you those in the Fiber Fast plays of the game. Chelsea Sikora is always gracious to come and join us in the post-game. Look forward to that. Check the WOGO Sports calendar. McDonald softball also going on at Cameron today. This is a ball fouled off in the count 1-1 to Barrow with Romanowski on deck. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. One ball, one strike, one out, 1-1. There's ones everywhere. Both runs coming in the first inning. It's been a pitcher's duel. Ball foul off Barrow, staying alive. And the count now 1-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Earlier, we had our Toyson Ford keys to the game, our Gibson Water Care conversation with Coach Faraday, and the Wurzgalla weather check at the outset, thanks to all of those sponsors. There's a little poke to center field, and it's going to get in there for a base hit for Barrow, and the Cardinals have a runner aboard with one out in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, any way possible. Nice to see Barrow starting it off there. I got a good feeling about this inning, Mark.
I hope you're right.
Because I don't think it's going to take a whole lot of support to get Willow the support she needs.
One out, one on. How about Georgia Romanowski? She's due. She reached on an error in the second base pop out to the pitcher and a strikeout today. Facing the very tough Lily Sinet with 8 Ks on the day. And there's the bunt attempt, but ball called 1-0.
That's the second, not for Barrow, but in the game, that second ball for the Cards that's dropped right behind second base.
Yeah, just something. A seeing eye single, we'll take it. 1-0. Bunt attempt, Romanowski, fantastic bunt. It's going to be tough to get her and not in time. And it overthrows the first baseman. Both runners advance, rounding third and heading for home. Here comes Barrow, and she'll get there. And the Cardinals grab a 2-1 lead as Romanowski ends up at third.
Just what the doctor ordered there.
Wow, I'll tell you. Fielding the bunt, and I wasn't. And now, what happened exactly that Romanowski was able to get in and score? And now Chelsea Sikora, they're trying to debate about saying time or not, and the umpires are talking about it, that time was called, and I think Romanowski may get sent back. Chelsea's saying you can't call time until you get it to the pitcher in the pitcher's circle. Lucas, your thoughts?
That is true. You have to have the ball in the circle before you can call timeout, much like you have to have a possession of it in basketball before you call timeout.
But it looks like they're going to rule that time had been called. And one of the more animated times I remember this season between one of the coaches and the umpires. And so they do get a 2-1 lead. And we'll stick with the initial highlight and get things set here. On it was a bunt single for sure, but then the throwing error on the third baseman. And now they're going to walk Shepherd, understandably. And take their chances with Laney Henkelman.
Shepherd with the intentional walk and Cameron Custer in as a courtesy runner. She'll be taking second base, I assume, pretty quickly.
Yep. And only one out. Well, you said it. You said after the Barrow hit, you felt some good things. And Romanowski, a brilliant bunt that time, though.
Yeah, if she gets a bunt down like that.
Right. I'm saying
the
earlier,
likelihood of you getting her out is very slim.
It's right.
You have to make a really hard throw, and then that ball went down into the corner, allowing Barrow to score.
As the Cards go into the postseason, no matter really who the pitcher is, if Romanowski can get a bunt like that, you know, she can get on against almost anybody. Again, the tougher the pitcher, the tougher that might to be in terms of the speed and the velocity.
We've talked about some of the offensive woes that the Cardinals have had. If they were to get hot at the right time, they would be extremely difficult to beat.
So Laney Henkelman now with runners at the corners, a 2-1 Chahai lead here in the top of the sixth against Sinet. And a called strike, and then dashing out there for the steal is number 12 for the Cardinals, Cameron Custer.
Cameron Custer, the freshman. Definitely a take by Henkelman there, trying to get both two runners in scoring position before swinging away.
0-1 to Laney from Lily Sinet. The pitch, ball high, 1-1.
Yeah, but I did mention in the break, Sinet is now over 100 pitches on the game.
Yeah.
Maybe getting to the edge of what she wants to be at.
1-1 now, Sinet to Henkelman. Shepherd intentionally walked, Custer the runner for her. Ball misses. 2-1.
Real close pitch there.
First base is open. Reisinger is on deck. Only one out. 2-1 Cardinal lead against these young Huskies. Three freshmen and two sophomores in their starting lineup. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger the call. Carter Jager, our video producer. And there's the fly ball to center field, and it's going to get all the way to the fence. And what a hit that time as the runs come around the bases and two are in, and the Cards lead it 4-1 on the double by Lainey Hinkleman.
Yeah, split that left center field gap. Really nice poke there. Racking up more RBIs and more hits.
Great job by Hinkleman. To come through in the clutch there, and the Cardinals grow that lead to 4-1, and you're looking like the prophet. You felt really good about once Barrow got that hit.
I choose very wisely when I say stuff like that. Yeah.
Very carefully. And so Reisinger now with a runner at second and a 4-1 Cardinal lead, and a called strike to Willa, who struck out her first time, then walked, and then flew out to right. He's got home run power, obviously, in the cleanup spot. 0-1 to Willa. Only one out. Three runs in for the Cards in this top half of the sixth against Sinet. And this one
that
hit in the air
gone.
To left center field. Long run way back, and it is off the fence for Reisinger. And then she'll get a double herself, so back-to-back doubles for the Cards as Hinkleman had to wait and see if it was going to be caught, and so she only makes it to third base.
On a windier day, that's definitely out of here.
And again, it is a high fence here.
It's a high fence here. We also have that humidity in the air, so the ball's not going to fly quite the same
way.
So
the Cards, though, starting to tee off on Sinet, we say, over 100 pitches, some of the weariness factor. Again, now you're looking at Allie Geis coming up.
And I don't think with the situation the way it is, I don't think they're going to bring in another pitcher, knowing that they have to face each other tomorrow.
That's right. And Caleb Swenson will join you for that one. Ball high, 1-0.
They got Brooklyn Helgeson courtesy running for Willa out at second there.
Okay. And Custer scoring earlier for the Cards. It's Hinkleman at third right now in the count 1-0. A long inning for Sinet, a very long inning for her and the Huskies. High on the infield, and it'll be caught by Emma Goldbach, the first baseman, for out number two. So a pop out to first base for Geist for the second out. And it brings up Taylor Schmidt, who had an RBI on being hit by a pitch in the first inning and reached on an error in the shortstop and singled. So has been on all three times today. Singled her last time. Single here could make it a 6-1 game with two outs and runners at second and third. And this one high in the air and foul territory and out of play. 0-1.
Good cut, though. That's the kind of cut that we weren't seeing necessarily earlier in the game, that real aggressive get-after-it type thing. The Cards are definitely seizing the opportunities now.
0-1 to Schmidt against Lily Sinet. Ball upstairs misses. 1-1.
Yep, a single will definitely get Helgeson in here from second base.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. This one hit to center field, and it's going to be caught by Alina Johnson, but not before the Cards score three, strand two in the middle of six from North. It's Chahai now leading the Huskies 4-1 on WOGO Sports.
Three runs on four hits, leaves two on. After 5.5, scores now Cardinals 4, Huskies 1.
4-1, Chahai back in a minute on WOGO.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
All right, to the bottom of six, and Reisinger's been hot. Five strikeouts of the last six outs. Right back to her. Throw to first for out number one.
One pitch, one out.
Livia Neumuller, the freshman catcher, retired 1-3 to start the bottom half of the sixth, the Husky half of the sixth. And brings up Delaney Helen, the junior cleanup hitter. Third baseman who has hit a sac fly to right and grounded out. Head down 4-3. I don't know what. But it ended the inning. Yeah.
Yep, that was
at first base. Yeah, right. Okay, so 1-0 is the count to Helland. Just five outs away for the Cards from their 12th conference win. And their 16th win of the season, the ball low, 2-0. 15-7 on the season after Saturday, splitting those two decisions, losing to Kimberly 2-0, beating Watertown 2-0. And this one, a solid shot for a base hit to right field.
They could get her
although
at first.
Although they're going to throw to first, in time for the out. What a spectacular play by the right fielder, Taylor Schmidt. A hard hit ball, and Helland not able to leg it out in time, and a fantastic play by Schmidt. That was premature in calling it a single.
You say hit the ball hard and good things happen. She hit it too hard there.
Ah, boy. Fantastic play by Schmidt, getting it to Geist in time. And this is a grounder to third. Benish gloves it cleanly. Throw over to first in time for the out. So the Cards take care of business just like that. 1-2-3 in the sixth. We head to the top of the seventh. Cardinals leading it 4-1 over the Huskies on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
MetropolisResort.com. From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
The top of the seventh, Chahai with a 4-1 lead as the Cards exploded for three runs with eight batters sent to the plate last inning. And in place of Grazy Amundson, it looks like we'll get a pinch hitter for the Cards.
Julia Blumke, senior.
All right. Julia Blumke, see if we can get some numbers on her on the season.
Her last at-bat, I know she had a really hard hit, so...
Blumke up against Sinet here in the top of the seventh. 4-1 Chippewa. Three runs in the last inning. There's a called strike to Blumke hitting from the right side. A 133 hitter on the season. 367 OPS. She has two hits, one single, and one double. So probably that's what you're talking about. Four RBIs for Blumke.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Blumke, she doesn't have much time to figure Sinet out.
Yeah.
I think the Cardinal batters had a few times around to figure out. She has to do it right away.
Sure.
And that's why pinch hitting is it's a tough job.
Trying to give her a chance at the plate, though. And she went chasing for that one. And so there's the ninth strikeout of the day for Sinet. And Blumke retired to start the top of the seventh for Chippewa. And now McKenna Benish. So the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. And Benish will bat here. She has struck out, popped out to first, and flown out to right in her three trips against Lily Sinet. Ball fouled off. Senior day here at North today, and Sinet gave one of the tributes. I didn't know which of the two seniors, one of the two starters, I know it was either about Ashlyn Mallett or about the designated player for the Huskies, Jasmine Walker, one of the two, but very emotional tribute to her, and to tell that she's good friends with her. Junior, swing and a miss. And so the count goes 0-2 to
Benish. We say time and time again, it's, you know, yes, we all love softball, but more important than that is those relationships that you build.
That's what all the great athletes say when they retire. They said that's what they miss is that the locker room and the presence and the community. Ball misses 1-2 to looking McKenna Benish.
I've been a lot of senior nights, and the reoccurring theme is bus rides, going out to eat after the dinner. Or going out to dinner after the game, stuff like that. That's what they're going to remember.
You had a common cause,
30 years down the road.
You had a joint mission. 1-2 pitch fouled off, third base side and out of play.
Yeah, you'll forget the hits and the walks and the things like that, but you won't remember your friend, or you won't forget your friends.
Right. All right, one ball, two strikes, one out for the Cards. Top of the seventh, looking ahead to North, they got... The 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up against Reisinger in the bottom of the 7th, trailing 4-1. Fouled off, staying alive is Benish. Barrow is on deck.
And the goal in the 7th, obviously, for the Cardinals is to take care of business at the lower half of the order so they don't have to face the top again.
Yep. One ball and two strikes to McKenna Benish as Sinet steps off and now returns to the rubber. Head of Benish, 1-2. Here it is. Upstairs, didn't get her to chase. 1-2. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 2-2. Ball low, and she strokes one to center field and a base hit for Benish for the Cardinals.
Wonderful at bat by Benish there, fighting some pitches off, finding something in her zone that she can drive. That's what hitting's all about there, making adjustments, laying off that high pitch that Sinet has gotten many a Cardinal on tonight.
So just like that, the Cardinals with a runner on, getting maybe a little more insurance with one on, one out for Delaney Barrow, who had the big single to start things off last inning. And this one she'll hit to right field, hit it pretty well, but going over there to make the catch, Ashlyn Mallett for out number two.
Ashlyn Mallett has had a nice game out there in right field, made some big catches out there, played pretty cleanly out.
And that brings up Georgia Romanowski. She reached with a single and then took two additional bases on an error on the throw to first. Back in the last inning when the Cards exploded for three runs. So Romanowski with two out and a runner at first. Sinet, the pitch. Called strike. 0-1. So some might wonder if we both believe if Romanowski has a good bunt that she can get on, they might say, well, why not bunt every time?
I think headed into the playoffs, we might see that strategy a little bit more.
Okay, 0-1. And there's a called strike, too.
But you know, it's important for a hitter like Georgia to, you know, practice effectively doing everything, because she may come up at a point in time when a bunt cannot happen.
Good. That's true, yeah. 0-2 now against Sinet for Romanowski. Two out, one on. Cards up 4-1. She fouls it off.
But, yeah, I'd like to see career numbers for Georgia. What, on a bunt that gets down, I'd like to see what her... safe percentages at first base. It's pretty gaudy, I'm sure.
0-2 now. Sinet looking to get out of this, and then the Huskies trying to catch up. Off-speed pitch. She fouls it off again. Hey, when you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy at Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery at locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Lily Sinet ahead of Georgia Romanowski, the Cardinal leadoff hitter, 0-2. Romo's fifth trip to the plate today. Oh, off-speed pitch misses, 1-2.
That's exactly where Sinet wanted to put that pitch.
It was
really
good.
Nice pitch.
It looked tempting, but Romo laid off of it.
Sinet's still making some real quality pitches here in the late, going well over 100 pitches.
Yeah. She's worked hard. 1-2 from the Husky righty. And this one hit pretty well to left field. And the catch is made. The backhanded catch by Addie Parker, the freshman, for the out. So the Cards strand another in the middle of seven, though. They lead it 4-1. The pressure on the Huskies. Can they deliver? Their last ups coming up on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
This is it for the Huskies, trailing Eau Claire, trailing Chippewa Falls 4-1. It's Emma Goldbach, Jasmine Walker, and Ashlyn Mallett, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Eau Claire North here on WOGO. Thanks so much to Lucas Reisinger providing color today, and our video producer Carter Jagger, and our audio producer Trayton Hoenbeck at our WOGO studios. Also, another game going on, McDonald and Cameron. That one on WOGO Sports YouTube and Facebook from Cameron today as well. There's a called strike. McDonald getting a bye in the first round. They'll meet the winner of Regis and Cadott a week from tomorrow. And we've got Chi High softball tomorrow. The Cards against these same Huskies again. And there's shot right up the middle and a base hit for the Huskies, and they started off with Goldbach. The sophomore is aboard.
Yeah, just going right up the middle with the pitch there. Good job.
Again, that's their first base runner, their first hit since the first inning. It's really been that way because there have been an error and then a walk. And then, so that's as hard to believe as that is. There's a ball that misses. They had the one single by Parker earlier. That's only, I have that as only the second hit for North today.
I believe you're correct there.
Right. So in that regard, Reisinger has done a fantastic job, and the defense. She fires a fastball for a strike. That was a beautiful pitch. Count goes to 1-1.
We do have a final out of Cameron. Yeah. Max up win 5-2.
Okay. This one's stretching a little longer here, bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss. Strike two to Walker, the senior designated player for Coach Kelsey Fitch. Cards just three outs away, or seven strikes away. Reisinger bears down. 1-2 pitch, a good location, but didn't get Walker to go, and it's 2-2.
I think if you were to measure all the misses tonight, it wouldn't be more than a foot.
2-2 pitch. Ooh, just missed inside, and now the count goes full 3-2. So the leadoff runner aboard. Walker goes to 3-2. And, yes, as we've said in Saturday's broadcast, the hardest outs are those three final outs. Reisinger, the 3-2 pitch. This is a low pitch, grounded to first, tagged out. Geist throw over to second, and in time for the out there. Wow. Now, again, they needed to put the tag on, right?
Yeah, they would need to put the tag. I don't know if they did, but, again, what the umpire calls is the final call there.
Yeah, to me, it was the out was at first, meaning you had to put the tag on, and if you go by the force, but okay.
I think he said that they tagged her.
Yeah, okay, and there's the strike. And so he had a better vantage point than us, but that's what I was unsure about. So, wow, score that as a 3-6 double play that Walker hits into, and that was fantastic for the Cardinal perspective.
Yeah, we'll take it.
To try to find that on the highlights here.
I think that would have been a call if we were on instant replay system. That would have been overturned rather quickly.
All right. 1-1 with two outs now. The last out, and there's another single. just past the diving stretch of Georgia Romanowski. And so the Huskies here in the seventh getting some base runners. And it comes down to Lily Sinet, the pitcher, who has flown out to center and struck out.
Thanks for Mallet to get a hit there on senior night.
Yeah. Right fielder had a number of putouts today. And
so
we're
going to
get a pinch runner for them.
Yep. Number 12, Hadley Sullivan, a freshman.
Pinch runner is number 12.
So Sullivan in for Kelsey Fitch's crew.
And then pitcher versus pitcher here in the bottom of the seventh with two outs.
Coming down to that is, again, it's been 10 strikeouts for Reisinger on the day, but her last one, she struck out the side back in the fifth inning. All the highlights in the post-class post-game show in the fiberfast plays of the day. A swing and a miss, strike one. So the Huskies down to their final two strikes with a runner at first and two out. Huge double play on the Jasmine Walker, a grounder, to first base. Two quick outs for the Cards. This one hit to right center field. And, she impeded Musser all the way to the fence. Loved over there in right field by the Cardinals. Schmidt.
Got her.
Sliding tag and out at home, and the game is over. The Cards get it in to Lauren Shepard. They put the tag on the pinch runner, and the game is over. The Cardinals win it 4-1. What a crazy finish.
Wild finish there. But as you say, those last few outs are the toughest ones to get.
Some crazy outs for the Cardinals. The double play on the grounder to first, and then after a hit, I mean, the Huskies are starting to tee off a little. A couple of singles, and that really a double, and they get the runner at the plate, and this one ends with an exclamation point, and they'll battle again tomorrow here on WOGO Sports, except from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a break, and back in a moment. This is Chi High Softball, Victoria Softball at North, 4-1 today on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Shy High, a winner over Eau Claire North, 4-1. Welcome to the post-class post-game show on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson, and Lucas Reisinger. And we'll hear from Chelsea Sikora later. This post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For a commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Lucas Reisinger, how about it?
It took a little while for the Cardinal hitters to come around, but when they did, they proved to get some timely hits and played some timely defense as well. That last inning, some defensive highlights for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, we'll talk about it. But again, a real pitcher's duel for most of the day. And when it was, each team scored a run in the first inning, and then after that, scoreless until the Cards came through with three in the top half of the sixth. And then North started to, it seemed like they had the bats going there, but the Cardinal, the spectacular double play, and then Romanowski gunning down the runner at home, the courtesy runner, and that ended the game in dramatic style, and the Cards come out with a 4-1 victory. Stick around for our Fiber Fast plays of the game. Head coach Chelsea Sikora joins us now. And, Coach, yeah, wow, what a final inning there.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I've watched a lot of games of softball lately where the seventh inning gets kind of crazy. So not just on us. I'm watching, like, the Women's College World Series and the tournament and all that. And I just feel like, you know, that seventh inning when you've got a low-scoring game, you know, you just got to keep plugging away. And I thought our defense did a nice job getting some clutch outs there. And Willa throughout the game having 10 strikeouts. I mean,
right.
I mean, definitely a group effort with some great defensive plays and some great pitching.
Yeah, we were just talking about Texas Tech coming back and scoring eight in the bottom of the seventh with two outs to send it to extras and end up winning it. Big Rivers Conference champions.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that we at least had a share, but we don't like to share. So it was super fun to come in, and it's really great to kind of have it be a tough game where we got to show a little bit of grit and a little bit of fight. So super happy about that. And, I mean, I told the girls, being able to go into your last conference game knowing you're the conference champs, that's a pretty special thing to be able to do, and they should be super proud of themselves.
You guys started off bases loaded, nobody out. It looked like, wow, just off to the races and only getting away with one run, and that it stayed that way all the way to the sixth. So a real pitcher's duel today.
Oh, absolutely. Their pitcher did a great job keeping us off balance. She spun the ball up more than a majority of pitchers that we've seen so far this year. So we just kind of, I told them we had to get our bearings to us, and she's got us a little bit, like, flipped upside down, you know, like our brains are a little off. So I thought once we zoned in, you know, the last couple innings there, we did square up the ball several times, a couple tough outs right to them, and our quality of bats definitely improved as the game went on.
And a little bit more of showing off the wheels in this game, starting with Georgia Romanowski.
Yeah, absolutely. Needing to lay down that bunt, you know, you get your leadoff on and you're like, you know, you got to execute here. And Georgia did a great job getting down the bunt when we needed her to. She's a great leader in that way, and she's mentally tough. So it was great to see her execute what she needed to today.
When you did score, Chelsea Sikora, when you did score the three runs in the sixth, I mean, a lot of times, again, Lauren Shepard, she gets the intentional walks. I mean, her OPS is just really gaudy. So it's always great to certainly you believe in Lauren, but to see other people. Delaney Barrow started off with a solid single, and it kind of went from there.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're when the bottom of the lineup can do something for you and you can get your meat up there, that's what makes a great team and allows you to win close games. So great job by Delaney Barrow being a leader in that nine spot, which, you know, everybody knows if you know the game of softball, that's your second leadoff. So she did a phenomenal job stepping up there, and then Georgia laying down the bunts and making it really tough on people to get her out, and then other people, Laney coming in,
because right.
you know,
RBIs.
being the, the cushion for Lauren, because they, you know,
right.
they're scared of her, and I get it, I would be too. But you know, Laney having to step up there within that pressure, she did an excellent job too.
What's it going to take for the Cardinals to sweep the Huskies tomorrow?
I mean, a lot of mental focus. I mean, I feel like a lot of the same. You know, we don't really change our mentality or change what we do. We use the data that the other team gives us and use our skills to our advantage and just work hard and stay to it.
And this is our last time talking to you before the seeding meeting on Wednesday. So, I don't know, can you, like, what are you hoping for? What do you think would be fair?
I have no idea. Yeah. To be completely honest, it's going to be a conversation, I feel like. You know, there's just a lot of teams, and we're kind of new to each other with the sectional being slightly different. I'm hoping for, you know, a top seed. I think we've earned that. I think if you are able to clinch a conference title, that earns you that. It shows a lot of consistency throughout an entire season versus one big win here or there. So, I think we've put ourselves in a really good spot.
Excellent. All right, Coach, thanks so much. You're always so good being cooperative, even after the first game of the doubleheader the other day. And so enjoy this one until tomorrow.
Yeah, we love having you guys here. Thank
you. We'll be back tomorrow as well. Thanks so much. All right. Chelsea Sikora here. We'll take another break. And when we come back, stick around here on the Post-Glass post-game show, because we've got plenty of highlights. The FiberFast plays of the game from 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Just 2 minutes away, this Chi High Softball.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
Shahai winning it by a final score of 4-1. It's the Post-Glass post-game show here on WOGO, Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and just ahead of 7 o'clock. Let's let you know that Post-Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Time for the FiberFast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts at 231-2000 or visit wwt.net. Chi High taking it 4-1. The first inning, we saw Each team score one, and then Chahai exploding for three in the sixth and holding on from there. Some defensive heroics wrapping it up, and 10 strikeouts for Willa Reisinger. Those make up a number of the highlights as well. Let's give a listen. Sir Carter Jaeger, ground ball to second, fielded, tossed over to first, not in time, and beating out Romanowski, beating out the hit to Everly Berg. What happened there, Lucas? 2-2 from Sonetta Shepard. She rips one up the middle, base hit, and Shepard's aboard, and Romanowski to second base.
That's quite the way to get an RBI there.
Taylor Schmidt hit in the helmet on the first pitch from Sinet, and so RBI, and Romanowski scores the Cardinals' first run. They lead it 1-0. Due to Neumuller, the number three hitter, and swing and a miss, and she went fishing for strike three in the first strikeout for Reisinger. 1-1 game, and like to keep it that way. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Reisinger gets another K, and the Cards get out of it with only one run allowed here in the bottom of the first. So it was had to be 15 to 25 miles an hour during that Kimberly game. That dust was, we were in a bit of a sandstorm. And this one, a high pitch hit high in the air to right center field, giving chase, and dropped. It's dropped by the center fielder, Elena Johnson. And the Cards with runners at the corners on the error on the center fielder, sophomore Alina Johnson. But Chahai not able to capitalize on that and came away with nothing in that frame of things today. So 3-2, here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three. Reisinger gets another K. 10 Ks on the day for Willa Reisinger. So 2-0 to Schmidt, and she's going to ground one to short, and it's going to be an error on the shortstop, Kosterman, and the runner advances to third. So runners at the corners with the Cards and only one out. Going. Right. So 0-2 now with runner at first and nobody out in the bottom of the third for the Huskies. And there's a swing, strike three, and Reisinger gets her fourth strikeout against Addie Parker. One out, one on for the Huskies. Their number three hitter, freshman catcher. Swing and a miss, strike three, and there's Reisinger's fifth strikeout of the game, second of the inning. And Reisinger only got more powerful and more effective with her Ks as the game went on. Swing and a miss, strike three. Reisinger gets yet another K, her sixth of the day. Senior here in the 8-9 spot. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Reisinger takes care of business, her seventh K, and retires the Huskies to end the fourth.
We're throwing.
Ball low, and the runner goes, and the Musser balanced, able to steal, and so she's in scoring position. City experience now. 2-2 pitch. Off speed, ripped right up the middle, and it's a deep play by the shortstop, and she's going to pull it in. Abby Kosterman got there. It's an infield single for Schmidt, so she reaches runners at the corners, and two out for the Cardinals. Department. Or commit the future blue goal. Willa Reisinger, senior at Chi-High. Swing and a miss, strike three. There is her eighth K of the day, matching the woman she struck out, the young lady Lily Sinet. 1-2.
Got it.
Slap bunt attempt, no good. Misses it. Strike three. The ninth strikeout of the day for Willa Reisinger. This is a little poke to center field, and it's going to get in there for a base hit for Barrow, and the Cardinals have a runner aboard with one out in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, any way possible. Nice to see Barrow starting it off there.
1-0. Bunt attempt, Romanowski, fantastic bunt. It's going to be tough to get her, and not in time. And it overthrows the first baseman. Both runners advance, rounding third and heading for home. Here comes Barrow, and she'll get there, and the Cardinals grab a 2-1 lead as Romanowski ends up at third. The game-winning play right there on the Romanowski bunt and the error as the Cardinals get the run after the Barrow single in the top half of the sixth inning. And our fiber-fast plays of the game brought to you by 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Here's a bit more. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger to the call. Carter Jaeger, our video producer. And there's the fly ball to center field, and it's going to get all the way to the fence. And what a hit that time as the runs come around the bases and two are in, and the Cards lead it 4-1 on the double by Lainey Henkelman. those two decisions, losing to Kimbridge 2-0, beating Watertown 2-0. And this one, a solid shot for a base hit to right field.
They could get her
although
at first.
Although they're going to throw to first, man. In time for the out. What a spectacular play by the right fielder, Taylor Schmidt. A hard hit ball, and Helland not able to leg it out in time. And a fantastic play by Schmidt. I was premature in calling it a single.
You say hit the ball hard and good things happen. She hit it too hard there.
Ah, boy. Fantastic play by Schmidt, getting it to Geist in time. At StelterIncorporated.com. 2-2. Ball low, and she strokes one to center field, and a base hit for Benish for the Cardinals.
Wonderful at bat by Benish there, fighting some pitches off, finding something in her zone that she can drive. That's what hitting's all about there, making adjustments, laying off that high pitch that Sinette has gotten many a Cardinal.
And finally, a couple of big defensive highlights for the Cardinals close things out in the bottom of the seventh. Reisinger, the 3-2 pitch. This is a low pitch, grounded to first, tagged out. Geist throw over to second, and in time for the out there. Wow. Now, again, they needed to put the tag on, right?
They would have needed to put the tag. I don't know.
But the umpire ruled that they did, and the Cardinals didn't argue. They were happy with it. And one last defensive gem. Two quick outs for the Cards. This one hit to right center field. And, she impaled it. Musser all the way to the fence. Loved over there in right field by the Cardinals. Schmidt.
Notter.
Sliding, tagged, and out at home, and the game is over. The Cards get it in to Lauren Shepard. They put the tag on the pinch runner, and the game is over. The Cardinals win it 4-1. There we go, the FiberFast plays the game. Wow, what a finish. A double play on a grounder to first, and then also finishing the job off is Chippewa Falls with, again, a double by the pitcher, Sinette. Her best hit of the day off of her foe on the other side, Willa Reisinger. But then Georgia Romanowski, such a fielder, so much range, and that incredible arm, able to get it to Shepard in time to get the runner at the plate, the courtesy runner there, and Chahai goes on to the victory. So that does it for our post-class post-game show and the FiberFast plays of the game. Quickly checking the WOGO sports calendar to tell you what's up tomorrow, May 19th. Earlier, McDonald also a winner on WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and we'll go on Facebook, a winner at Cameron 5-2. They've already got the one seed awaiting the winner of Regis and Cadott a week from tomorrow on WOGO Sports. And tomorrow, it's Lady Cardinals softball again at home against Eau Claire North, a 4:40 pregame. And then the seeding meeting on Wednesday. We'll look forward to who the Cards draw. And then Chippewa Falls baseball coming up on Thursday. Jason Bob will join me at home from Casper, Gannon Family Field against Menominee. That also a 4:40 pregame. So that does it for us. Thanks so much to our color analyst, Lucas Reisinger, and for our video producer, Carter Jager. Thanks so much to Trayton Hoyam, our radio producer, back at our WOGO studio. Wins in our softball doubleheader today. Chahai takes this one 4-1. Earlier, McDonald winning at Cameron 5-2. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. This has been Chi High Softball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.